This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com Afternoon Show, broadcast number 478 for Monday, July 15th. I'm Adam Pelosciotti. The ICE Futures canola market took a step back on Monday following overall weakness in comparable oils. Chicago soil, European rapeseed, and Malaysian palm oil all retreated. Crude oil was also down after peak demand from the Independence Day holiday in the United States and lackluster economic data from China. The Canadian dollar was nearly down 3/10 of a U.S. cent compared to Friday's close. The November canola contract was down $3.20 per ton at $615.50. In the U.S., corn, soybeans, and wheat suffered double-digit losses. The USDA reported 1.079 million tons of U.S. corn shipped during the week ended July 11th, more than double from 1 year ago. Accumulated shipments this marketing year are 44.592 million tons, up 31% from last year. During the weekend, parts of the U.S. Northern Plains and the Midwest received anywhere between 25 to 100 millimeters of precipitation. Most of the U.S. corn belt will see more than 25 millimeters over the next 7 days, with parts of Arkansas, Missouri, Illinois, Indiana, and Ohio expecting to get 75 millimeters or more. Spec Funds added onto its record large net short position for corn, with 10,000 more contracts added for a total of 356,400 as of July 9th, according to the Commitment of Traders report from the U.S. Commodity Futures Trading Commission. Brazilian farmers harvested 74% of its Safrinha corn crop as of July 11th, up 11 points from the previous week and more than double last year's progress, according to Ag Rural. The September corn contract was down 12 U.S. cents per bushel at $3.91. Nearly 169,000 tons of U.S. soybeans were shipped last week, down 43% from the week before. Year-to-date exports are 42.02 million tons, down 16% from last year. The net short position in soybeans by spec funds was up by 29,000 contracts at 162,800, the highest level in 5 years. The National Oilseed Processors Association will release its monthly crush report later today, with the trade estimating 177.9 million bushels of soybeans crushed during June. Soy oil stocks are anticipated to be 1.669 billion pounds. The August soybean contract was down 27 U.S. cents per bushel at $10.78. Almost 534,000 tons of U.S. wheat were shipped last week, nearly double from last year. Accumulated shipments this marketing year are 2.27 million tons. September contracts for Chicago wheat, Kansas City hard wheat, red wheat, and Minneapolis spring wheat all fell to contract lows earlier today. ICAR raised its estimate for Russian wheat production by 1.2 million tons at 83.2 million. The September Chicago wheat contract was down 18 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.33. The September Kansas City hard red wheat contract was down 12 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.56. The September Minneapolis spring wheat contract was down 17 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.81. That's a look at the ICE futures in U.S. markets for Monday, July 15th. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pelosciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.